Welcome to the Fiyomi Yerushalmi, the sheer sponsor for the month of Tevis by Janine and Carl Nathan, in honor of the birth of the grandchildren of Liza Rochel and Rafael Simcha. We should always share in Simchas. Please reach out for more sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Mentes and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, starting the seventh perek of Maseches Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah. Klal Godol Omru B'Shabbos. They said a big rule regarding Shabbos. The Gemara is going to explain why it's called a big rule. Now, the Mishnah is going to go now through the idea of Shechicha. What does it mean, Shechicha? Someone who is not aware that he's doing something wrong, he needs to bring a Korban Chatos. Meaning he does a Melocha on Shabbos without knowing that he did something wrong, so he has to bring a Korban. But now, there could be two cases of not knowing. One cannot know that today is Shabbos. He's not aware that today is a day that he can't do malachas. And then there's another not knowing, which is he knows it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know that this thing that he's doing is wrong. So says the Mishnah, Kol Shicheach Ikar Shabbos. He completely forgot about Shabbos. V'asso malachas harbe b'Shabbos osos arbe. He completely forgot that Shabbos exists in the world. And he went and did several malachas in several different Shabboses. He's going to be chayav only one chatos because he completely forgot the ikur that Shabbos exists, and that is one shoygig. He is not aware of the concept called Shabbos. Hayudei ikur Shabbos. Someone knows that there is a Shabbos, but he's not aware that today is Shabbos. He knows the Shabbos in the world. He doesn't know about that the Shabbos is today. So, he forgets about Shabbos for several weeks. So, on every Shabbos, he's chayav one chatos. And the reason is because every Shabbos is considered to be its own forgetting. He's forgetting Shabbos this week, and he's forgetting Shabbos the next week, he's forgetting Shabbos the week after that. And even though he did not remember in between about Shabbos, it's still considered to be that every Shabbos is a new forgetting because Yomim Shibin Asayim, the days in between, or Mafsek Esa, they divide the Shabbos from each other. So every Shabbos is considered to be its own forgetting. Forgot today's Shabbos, the week after forget Shabbos, etc. So there is Chayav Chatas for every single Shabbos. But Ayodeah Shu Shabbos, he knows today's Shabbos. V'osso Melochas Arbe B'Shabbos Arbe. But he doesn't know that the Melochas are Asur. He thinks you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. So now the forgetting is the melacha. Forgetting doesn't mean necessarily that he forgot. It could be he never learned it. But it's something that he doesn't know. This is also at the moment. So what is the shoygek? Where is the mistake? It's on the melacha. He knows it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know this thing is also at Shabbos. So every single melacha that he does is chayav a chatas for it. So the rule that comes from the Mishnah is the chatas comes on what that person is not aware of, what that person forgot. He doesn't know Shabbos exists at all. It's one chatas. He's completely unaware of Shabbos. He knows that Shabbos exists, but he's not aware that today's Shabbos, every Shabbos is its own forgetting. But if he knows today's Shabbos, he's not aware that melacha is asur, so every melacha has its own shoygek. And the Mishnah concludes and says, "Ha'isa melachas harbe mein melacha achas," which means he does melachas and the tolod of the melachas, the descendants of the melachas, meaning the things that are learned for the melachas that are asur. Einu chayav lechatas achas, he's chayav only one chatas for all of them. It's the same way when a person does the same melacha multiple times without knowing in between, he's chayav only one chatas. So if he does the melacha and the tolod of the melacha, what's learned for the melacha, he's chayav only one chatas. Zok the Gemara. Klal Godol Omer B'Shabbos V'Chulei. Mau Klal Godol. What does it mean, a big rule? Says Gemara Ma'ab Yosef B'Aboin Shu Godol Michlal Shvis. Meaning it's Godol by Shabbos greater than Shmito. Why? Shashabbos Chalo Ala Koil. V'Shvis Eno Chalo Ala Voidas Ha'oretz B'Vad. When you're not allowed to do something on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any Meloch on Shabbos, regardless if it's in the field or regardless if it's in the house. But Shmito, the only Yisurim that you have is to work the land. So Shabbos has greater Yisurim than Shmito. That's why it's Godol. It's greater. So it says the Gemara, Tama Tanina, we learn Masechet Shviz, Klal Godol Amru B'Shviz, also B'Shmito, it says the Klal Godol, a big rule. Mao Klal Godol, what is it so big? Omai V'Yisi B'Rabon Shu Godol Michlal Maisers. It's greater than Maisers. Shashviz Cholo Ben Al Oich Le'odom and Al Oich Le'Behimo. Shmito goes on everything that grows in the land. It doesn't matter if it's man food or animal food. The maaser is only what you feed an Odom. So that's what it says, Klal Godol B'Shmito, because it's greater than Meiser. Tanya Bar Kappa, we have a brace of Bar Kappa that says Klal Godol Omri B'Meisers. The B'Meiser, he also says Klal Godol. Ma'o Klal Godol, what's the greatness of Meisers? What is it greater from? Omar B'Yisri Bar Aborn, Shu Godol Mechla Peyo. It's greater than the mitzvah of Peyo. Sha Meisers Cholim Ba'al Dovo Shem Mechlis Elakiyum, Ba'al Dovo Shein Mechlis Elakiyum. Meiser is in everything that grows in the land that a human being will eat. But pay is only something that you store for a long time, not vegetables that it's not stored. So that's why it says gadol, because meiser is something greater than payo. Continues the word of testament with base. We have another explanation why we say kala gadol. Because there is another cloud that's brought down later in Masechet Shabbos. That there it's not a kala gadol, because it doesn't include so many details. That we'll see in Halacha Gimel, we're going to call a kasher le'atznia. So we say over there a klal, but it's not a big klal, it doesn't include so many details like this Mishnah. And as Reb Chaim goes on to say, that this answer goes also on Shemitah and on Meiser, that there is a big rule that includes many details, and there's a smaller rule that does not include that many details. Continues the Gemara now, it says like this. The first case of our Mishnah, the lashon of our Mishnah is kol hashechech ikar Shabbos. He forgot about Shabbos. Mashri, he knew about Shabbos, but he forgot about it. So it says the Gemara, anon tanina kol hashechech ikar Shabbos. He forgot. Tani de Veis Rebbe, in the Braisa of Veis Rebbe, they said kol sheino yodeya ikar Shabbos. He never knew about Shabbos. What's the case if someone never knew about Shabbos? This is the classic case of tinoik shenishbo, a child that was captured. He grew up not knowing that he's Jewish. He never knew that Shabbos exists. It's not that he knew and he forgot about it. So the more, Abelazur kamastisin. The way Abelazur learned is like our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan kehado de tani de Beis Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan went with the Beis of Beis Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Abelazur, Amar kol hashechech ikar Shabbos, hayimenu yodeh kol ikar potter. According to Ablozo, that says he forgot about Shabbos, and then you give one chatos, he brings one chatos for all the Shabboses. What happens if he never knew about Shabbos? Does he have to bring one korban chatos, or he doesn't have to bring any korban at all? Because if he doesn't know at all, there's no shikach, or it's not even called a shoygik. Says the one, Rav Tani Masnisin, Upotar Lo. Rav learned our Mishnah and explained it. What is the class, a case of our Mishnah? The one doesn't know about Shabbos. Koton shenishba ben agoyim, a child that was captured among the goyim. Hadom, oh, he ado. Rav explained that in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it says shechech. So even though our Mishnah is referring to a case that he knew and forgot, but it's the same halacha when someone never knew it at all. Someone doesn't know about Shabbos, regardless if he knew and forgot or never knew, he always have one chatos on that lack of knowledge. So as we answer the question regarding a blazer. Now what about Rabbi Yochanan? Something more. Rabbi Yochanan called Sheinu Yudei Koshabes. Rabbi Yochanan said that someone never knew about it. Mashma ha im Yudei Avishochachayav. Will you say that if he knew and forgot and now he doesn't know at all, should he be chayav multiple chatos? Something more. We mad the mar Rav Shmuel Rav Avoh b'shem Rabbi Yisim and Chanino. Kol ado yichaso ker Belazer. This is referring to a Mishnah in Maseches Krisus. And there it says that Rabbi Kivo said he asked Rabbi Elazar, someone who does multiple melochas and many Shabboses, does he chayo for every Shabbos or not? So Rabbi Elazar says he's going to be chayo for every Shabbos. And Rabbi Kivo disagrees. And he says that he forgot about multiple Shabbos consecutively. He's chayo only one chatas. Our Mishnah that says that you chayo on each Shabbos, our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Elazar. Pram ki rabbanon, but rabbanon meaning Rabbi Kiva in this case, ain't you chayav elachas, be chayav one on multiple Shabbosos. Hado amro, he ado. So from this sentence, the Gemara concludes that even according to Rabbi Lozor, the Amoiro, there's no difference between someone who never knew about Shabbos or knew about Shabbos and forgot about it. And how is the Gemara bringing the Rayo? So Rabbi Chaim, he has here a long cheshbon. And they say this like this. Our Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah says, someone who doesn't know about Shabbos is chayav one chatos for multiple Shabbosos. What's the second case of our Mishnah? Someone who forgot that today is Shabbos and he forgot it for multiple Shabbosim, so he's chayav chatos for each Shabbos. And this came, Mashmuel said, this goes like Rabbi Eliezer the Tano, who said you chayav for each Shabbos. But if you hold that there's a middle case, the first case of the Mishnah is talking about someone who never knew about Shabbos, he's a tinuk shenishbo. But then the next case should be someone who knew about Shabbos and forgot about it. If you hold that these two are two different cases. And the second case, you could be chayev for every Shabbos. In a case that he knew and forgot, it will be different than Tinu Shadivish, but never knew. So then the second part of the Mishnah will be referring to that case. Not to the case that he knows about Shabbos and just forgot that today is Shabbos. In that case will be the third case of the Mishnah that says that you chayev for each malacha. Because if not, the second case of the Mishnah should bring two cases. A case that a person forgot completely about Shabbos, and a case that a person did not forget completely about Shabbos and forgot about the day of Shabbos. In our Mishnah, we don't bring two cases together, bring only one case. So if so, our Mishnah is not going to be according to neither Man D'Amar, not Rabbi Lazar, not Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds if someone forgot about Shabbos for multiple Shabbos, he's chayav only one. Rabbi Lazar says he's chayav for each Shabbos. Nobody says he's chayav for each melacha. So al korchi, you have to say that the second case of our Mishnah that says that you chayav for each Shabbos is talking about case number three, that a person knows about Shabbos, he just forgot that today is Shabbos. So what about case number two, that a person forgot completely that Shabbos exists, but he used to know it before, not at Tiduk Shenishbo? You must say it belongs to the first case of the Mishnah. So the first case of the Mishnah includes both. Includes someone who never knew, or someone who knew or forgot, that they're both the same. So in other words, the fact that Marav Shmuel said that our Mishnah in the second case goes like Rabbi Elazar, and meaning we're talking about a case that someone forgot Shabbos for multiple times. That means the first case is talking about someone who forgot completely that Shabbos exists, and that is telling you that the first case of the Mishnah, there's no difference between Tinuk Shenishbo or someone who forgot about Shabbos completely. Says the Gemara, Bon Kamei Brei De Avioso, Ad Ma Shabbos Min Avuch Min De Rabbi Yosi. They asked the son of Rabbi Yosi, how did Rabbi Yosi learn the Mishnah? Omar Ke Rabbi Yochanan. He learned like Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning that the first case of the Mishnah is talking about Tinuk Shenishbo. Omar learned Rav Chizkiyo Lar Marken. Says Rav Chizki, he did not say that. And Rav Simon Bar Zavda of a poshut in Brei De Rabbi Yosi. Rav Simon Bar Zavda was learning with the son of Rabbi Yosi. He heard that he said that Rabbi Yosi said like a blazer. Says the Gemara Metalin Milayas. The way Reb Chaim learns it, it means we're not so sure what Reb Yosi said. We have some that say that Reb Yosi learned like a Yechidon, and some say like Reb Yosi learned like a Blazer. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Mentes.